from the time the season ends up until we get to the draft, how many players on average would you say this organization evaluates, talks to, brings in, and things like that?
Well, it starts off, it's kind of like a funnel. So we start off with about 600 guys that we have to evaluate, and then it's knocked off based on guys who are non-fit, character alerts. Then it keeps funneling down till by the draft, we'll have about 150 guys on our board. Obviously, in terms of the Indianapolis, we get 60 interviews, then we get 30 to bring in here. And then our coaches and scouts have done a great job going to the pro days, spending extra time at the pro days with these guys to learn more about them.
How many guys did you bring in to interview in one-on-one situations or to work out?
You're only allowed to have 30 here at the facility.
And you brought the maximum? Because sometimes you said you don't need to bring them all in because a lot of guys you've already seen what you want to see.
But those are other guys. Okay. So we'll bring in 30 other guys, and sometimes we'll get a second visit. Maybe we didn't have a good interaction with someone, or maybe we need to know more about the medical or wanted to put them on the board just to make sure that, especially at the signal caller positions, that they can do what we're asking them to do from a defensive or offensive perspective.
Howie, when you evaluate the players, and I know Chip's talked about character, you talk about it, how much do you bring in character when you kind of list the players on your board?
Well, we talk about culture and how important culture is and chemistry. And right now, we got tremendous energy. We have 100% participation in our off-season program. The team is really excited and energetic about the direction we're going. And I feel like it's our responsibility that when we bring in a player here, we're able to put that player in front of our team and show them why they fit. And that we take that very seriously. And so we got to get to a point where we either feel like if there was an indiscretion, it was just based on being 19, 20, and 21 and in college, or this is really going to limit their potential in the National Football League.
So it is a factor then. Character is a factor when you evaluate players.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, you want to bring the right people into your organization and onto your football team.
And Howie, with Deshaun out of the mix now, how much are you guys focusing on wide receiver, and how do you see depth in this wide receiver class?
Well, the first part for us is we're going to look at the draft as a long-term decision for our team. So we're not going to force a position up the board just because we look at our depth chart and would like more players. That being said, you talk about the underclassmen, the influx of underclassmen in this draft. It is a really good wide receiver draft. So we stack those guys the way we see them on tape, and then how they come off will determine based on who's on our board at the time.
How many do you anticipate being off the board the first couple of rounds?
Well, I think when you talk about it, you look back the last couple of years, you had 9 go on average in the last 5 years in the first 2 rounds. I think maybe you see a couple more than that go this year. But you never know. When you go back and look at drafts that have a real talent pool at one particular position, sometimes guys go, I want to get the guy I want, I'm going to take one early. Other times guys will go, I better get another position because I know I can come back 3rd, 4th, 5th round and get a guy who's a potential starter.
You've talked about this on a number of occasions, but this is probably the fewest draft picks you've had overall quite some time. How does that affect how you want to wheel and deal, whether it's to move up or move down?
It can affect really your decision making. And in terms of that, I mean that if there was a difference maker within reach and we had an opportunity to go get them, we'd still weigh that. We wouldn't say just because we have this number of picks, we're not going to do it. So we'll stick to the board. We'll still try to be aggressive. Would we like to have more picks? No question about it. But we got to make sure that the quality we get out of this draft is right. And when you have that number of picks, making sure that we're going through the potential free agents after the draft and